So my wife trained as an engineer, and she still has a lot of that kind of mentality and the way of thinking. And engineering's quite an interesting field because it's been around for so long. Unlike web design, that's relatively new, engineering is well established. One of the things that she talks about a lot from an engineering point of view is over-engineering things. You know what I mean? Making things unnecessarily complicated. Sometimes, in our desire to create the perfect solution, to do things the right way, the proper way, we over-engineer things. So, for example, we do this both as web designers and website owners. Web designers worry unnecessarily sometimes about things like validation or what are we going to do, if somebody's accessing this website on IE6 with JavaScript turned off, or we ought to build this website using responsive design. None of those things are bad. In fact, in a lot of situations, they're very good things, but sometimes they can be unnecessary. Sometimes they can be over-engineering the solution. But it's not just web designers that do it. Website owners do the same thing. We go, oh, our website has to have a multilingual content management system that supports multiple languages. Well, why? Because we might want that functionality in the future. That's a classic sign of over-engineering. And we do it all the time, and it's costing us a lot of money on our website. What's really important is always to keep the eye on return on investment. How do we get the biggest return for the amount of investment we put in? So that prevents over-engineering. If we're always focused on that bottom line, on that return, then we'll find things work much better. If we can do less and achieve more, that's got to be a better route. Sometimes you may feel like you're cutting corners. Sometimes you may feel like you're not doing things as well as you could do. And perhaps you aren't. But that's okay. Not every car that's built is a high-end, Formula One or sports car or something like that. Sometimes it's a Skoda. Sometimes it's a bottom-of-the-run car. But that does the job for certain people in certain circumstances. So it's really important to cut your cloth accordingly and not over-engineer the solutions on your websites.